Hi, I'm Mary Lucas, and I'm running for North Carolina House District 50. I was inspired because the status quo is not working. I think it's time for change. I think it's time for next generation leadership that's bold, outspoken, and not afraid to have a spine and stand up for the values that are important to us. I think the most important thing right now is that we pass a budget. I think that's critical. The budget is being used as a political weapon, which it should not be. It should be about making sure that our schools, our communities, our families have what they need. And without it, we're making decisions based on outdated numbers and failing communities on all of those things. And to be honest, to me, if legislators can't do their job, they should be sitting in Raleigh and not getting a paycheck from our taxpayer dollars until they can pass the budget. That's the basics of governing. Other three issues: healthcare, affordability, and public education. Healthcare is very, very personal to me. I have a master's in healthcare administration from Johns Hopkins. I live and breathe health policy. I've spent some time in my career doing health policy at a large academic medical center here in the area. And I'm currently the vice president of a local nonprofit hospice and palliative care organization that serves our community. And I see every day what happens when our systems fail people, especially in our rural and underserved communities. And I think North Carolina, we're delaying care. People are losing coverage as the costs rise and people are really in crisis before they get help. Medicaid expansion was a great step forward as a state, but it must be protected. We need to fully fund it, fix the trigger law, which really removes expansion funding like a light switch. Healthcare should not be a light switch, something that we turn on and off. And strengthening rural healthcare, expanding mental health services. I think we're a crisis here in the state with capacity around mental health services, and that's so important. And finally, coming from the hospice and palliative care world, we need to do a lot more about investing in home-based care models and protecting our caregivers, who are really the backbone of our healthcare system, so that people can get help before they're in crisis. Our population is aging. More people want to age in place at home, and we should really be putting up the stability in our system to be able to do that. Affordability. I see affordability as a lens to a lot of different issues: housing, childcare, healthcare, energy costs. Affordability is shaping life decisions that we make every single day, and people are doing everything right and they still cannot get ahead because of the affordability issue. And it's really a lens of what we're looking at and we should be looking at with every decision we make down in Raleigh. I don't know how many people can afford to buy a home here in Orange County anymore. It's extremely difficult. The state should be supporting communities and municipalities who are working toward preserving that missing middle housing and not blocking them, not putting up barriers for our municipalities. We shouldn't be ruling from the top down in Raleigh. We should be really supporting from the bottom up around housing. Public schools. I come from public schools. I grew up in public schools here in the area. I come from a family of public school teachers. We need competitive teacher pay. We are so far behind in North Carolina. We need to be above national averages, not just for starting pay, but also for tenure and really helping teachers stay in the profession and want to stay here in our community. In addition to teacher pay, we need to be looking at real mental health support. Students cannot learn when they are in crisis. We need better social work support in our schools, counselors, and really addressing that problem. In addition to all those things, we need stronger career and technical education pipelines. Students should be getting credit for work that they're doing outside of the classroom, because not everyone needs a four-year college degree to thrive. I am not a career politician. I am a regular day person. I have a working job. I have student debt. I am a frontline healthcare leader who has spent my career working on real problems and not the political theater. I've worked in health policy and government relations, so I do have a strong background in policy work. But I see frontline every day how decisions made in Raleigh are affecting families across North Carolina, especially in our rural and underserved communities. I'm also the candidate who shows up year-round, not just at election time. We should be having town halls and forums. We're not really doing that very often right now. I've built this campaign as a grassroots campaign. I'm not taking money from PACs or big donors, and I'm building on open communication, meeting people where they are. I'm doing a lot of creative things too. I've got a Reddit AMA, Ask Me Anything, coming up. I've been giving out my cell phone number. You can text me, call me, email me. And the important thing is, I'm not doing this just because the election is going on. I'm doing this because I want to earn this seat every single day. It's time that we have next generation leadership that's open, available, and bold about protecting our values. I'm taking action on this by staying engaged and informed, showing up year round and not just elections. And I'm being very outspoken about protecting voting rights and defending fair representation. We cannot be quiet about political intimidation and extremism. Being clear and outspoken and standing up against it is extremely important right now. We are not in the day and age where we can be quiet. We need to be bold and speak up, even when it is uncomfortable. And democracy really only works when the people stay involved at all levels. So don't be afraid to speak up, and please don't sit this one out. My policy reflects exactly what I'm hearing in my district conversations I've been having, whether it's protecting healthcare access, strengthening public schools, lowering the cost of living, making sure our rural and underserved communities are not left behind. My policies are rooted in real life, not partisan talking points. I've built my campaign around that, and it's extremely important to me, and that's something I would carry into the legislature. When voters see my name on the ballot, think approachable, enthusiastic, bold, next generation of leadership.